If you are not familiar with Günter Grass's work, let me encourage you to read his books, beginning with The Tin Drum. For many people, Grass was the voice and face associated with German culture in the second half of the 20th century. Horrified and ashamed of what had transpired in the 1930s and 40s, he grappled with how he and his countrymen could move forward. How could they forgive themselves? How could they be complicit? He wrote extensively of his own story, a young infantryman pressed into service with no knowledge of what was going on, just doing what all soldiers did, following orders. And surely that was what most young men had experienced then. Yes? No? How could they have known to ask? And what to do if they had possessed that terrible knowledge of the final solution? These dark questions, these worries that haunted him, resonated not just in Germany, but around the world. In 1999, the Nobel Prize Committee awarded him the prize in literature, citing frolicsome black fables that portray the forgotten face of history. So the shock in 2006, when he published his memoir, Peeling the Onion, revealing that the life story he had written and retold for years was false, rocked the world. He quite candidly admitted that contrary to what everyone thought they knew about his life, he was, in fact, part of the Waffen-SS. It was the literary bombshell of the time. The possibility of revoking his Nobel Prize was raised, Lech Walesa called on him to renounce his honorary citizenship of Gdansk, and Grass's readership felt betrayed by a lifetime of work. I read Peeling the Onion when it first came to America, partly because I really believe that it is important to read the primary source material for myself before forming an opinion. Also partly because a good memoir by a writer should, and he does, introduce his audiences to the real people and places that inspired his characters and the locations for his work. It was a devastating book to read. I was crying by page 10. Even in translation, he is incredibly evocative. And when he described that desperate, fanatical need that overtook him at age 11, 12, to have that tan uniform of Hitler Youth, that it led him to ask for any way that he could earn money to get it, it is heartbreaking, because it could be any child he is describing, wanting that new pair of sneakers, that perfect phone, belonging to the right crowd. It's so important at that age in a way it never has been before in your life. But once that desire arrives, it doesn't go away. And perhaps that is what is so terrifying about Peeling the Onion. The ease, the naturalness with which the consequences of our actions slip away, blinded by the thing we need and want. He goes further, but again, perhaps it is that I see my own daily little crimes stacked up against his monstrous ones, and that is what upsets me so much. To a larger extent than I like to admit, each of them feels like a slippery slope of what that brown uniform meant to a little boy a half a world away nearly 80 years ago. Justifiable, laudable, but with the possible spiraling ramifications too difficult to even imagine. It's not just the totality of the horror of the Holocaust that scares me so much in Grass's writing. It is the ease with which individual decisions and actions happen.